Yeah.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up? I am Lunchbox. I run the show. Why do I run the show? Because I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports opinions, sports facts. Because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, you guys? I am Ray. I'm always giving you the locks. Sometimes if I'm not really feeling it with a game that's going to go on, or if there's not a lot of college games or NFL games, I'm not going to give you a lock. So people will hit me up and say, oh, you went a day without giving us a lock. If I'm not 100% confident, I'm not giving you a lock. And you can already tell Eddie's somewhere in some other location because there's stuff going on like crazy in the background.
Well, if I'm going to be honest, I am in Ohio, but I wanted to lie to you guys and say that I'm at Fenway Park. I'm at Fenway Park for the big game tonight, boys. I'm reporting live from the Green Monster right now.
So if you were saying you're at Fenway Park, give us a breakdown of the game tonight.
Whew, the game's going to be a good one, boys. You've got the Astros here in Boston. This is game one of the American League Finals. Man, it's going to be a good one. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, I mean, if you're at Fenway, we need to know how's the grass looking? What's it looking like out there?
The grass looks fresh. As I look out on the field right now, the sprinklers are on. They're still raking some of the dirt, making sure everything's good for the night. I see a couple of guys up in the stands still sweeping some leftover peanuts from last week. But, yeah, I mean, they're getting ready. I mean, what do you want me to say? The grounds crew's out there working already. They're putting those banners up. They're getting the beer ice cold. I mean, it's ready. They're ready for a game tonight, boys.
Yeah, and so what's the weather going to be like tonight when the first pitch happens out there in Boston?
It's a little chilly up here in Boston, I got to tell you. The wind's not going to be a factor because the wind's coming from the side of the monster, so the monster's blocking that wind. But if that ball gets over the monster, it's going to be hard to hit a homer tonight, boys.
You are the biggest idiot ever. That game's not even there tonight. Tonight they're in Miller Park in Milwaukee. They don't even play there tonight, dude.
All right, I guess I got busted.
You are literally the worst sportscaster that I've ever had to do a show with before, and I've done shows. When I first got out of college, I had a show in Austin, Texas. I did one on Sundays with Lunchbox. You might be the least qualified radio host, podcaster, person with sports that I've ever met in my entire life.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm just in Ohio. I'm visiting some friends. I got my family here, and we're just doing a weekend with families. That's it.
And so here's the deal. Eddie's cool with sacrificing the quality of the show so that he can go on a trip with his family to Ohio when he usually does get his vacation. So he'll get a summer little week where he gets to go somewhere. In the wintertime for Christmas, he gets to go places. But he wanted to take a weekend random vacation in October, and because of that, you're not going to have the greatest quality show, and it's a little difficult to hear Eddie. So I hope, that's the reason right there.
I can hear Eddie just fine. I think it's not selfish at all. I think the listeners of the Sore Losers podcast, they appreciate the effort to get this done every day. Unlike Ray, sometimes is in town and doesn't even show up, but Eddie is out of town and makes a sacrifice to be on the phone the whole time. And Eddie, though, but just whenever you're going to go into a lie, you got to make sure the game is happening. If you would have said you were at Miller Park, it would have been better. But I let you go on and on knowing there was no game just because I wanted to see how long you would take it before you realized that the Red Sox and Astros don't play until tomorrow.
I didn't realize it, boys, until Ray told me that I was caught in a lie. I'm sorry about that.
Dude, in all the different ways that you pull out your phone, you see the games that are on me. I'm always at the gym. I see SportsCenter. For you to not even know the game that's going on tonight is so weird. Like, you really are not a sports fan.
But do you want me to respond to that?
No, let's move on. Let's not argue about this for 30 minutes. I got a question for you. We're going to play the game. And it's not a would you rather. I just want to know if you're yay or nay. On haunted houses, because it's Halloween time, and so a lot of haunted houses are popping up around town, and I just want to know if you're yay or nay on haunted houses.
I'm going to say for haunted houses, me and my girlfriend, she ain't going in them. She already said that. In my past, dude, usually the haunted houses time of the year is usually where I thrive, man. That's where you take a girl for a date. It's a good time to be close where you're holding them. It's a good buddy trip. You go with your guys and, have a couple drinks beforehand. But now in this phase of my life with my girlfriend, she says she's not going. So, no.
Guys, let me tell you, haunted houses nowadays are amazing. I mean, I went to one like four years ago, and I got to do like a behind-the-scenes look. It's a full-on Hollywood production. I mean, there's a crew that shows up every day. There's directors in the back that are cueing the smoke or the the monster that comes out of the wall or the sounds or whatever. It's awesome. I mean, it's really, really cool. Like, not that you're going to get really scared or whatever, but just to experience them like that, it's great. And if you have kids, it's even better. Yes.
I am all about the haunted houses. I think they are so fun. It's a chance for you to scare yourself. Like, you get, oh, my goodness, like, I'm so freaked out. Like, back when I was a kid in Austin, they had it down on 6th Street. And I remember going, and I was terrified. Freddy Krueger never looked so real in my life. He's walking around outside with his, you know, metal fingers, rah, walking up and down the line. I was so freaked out, and ever since then, I was hooked on haunted houses. My wife is a big old wimp and will not go to haunted houses. She hates being scared, and it ruins it for me because I want to go every single year. It is so fun. Did you see the story about here in town in Nashville that there was a group at the haunted house, and they were getting scared, they were freaked out, and someone came up behind him and goes, here's a knife, stab your friend. And
I saw that.
And they thought it was someone that worked there. So the girl goes, okay, and she took what she thought was a fake knife and stabbed her friend, and it was a real knife, stabbed him right in the arm.
Wow.
And then the guy that gave the knife ran off.
That's crazy and stupid that the girl wouldn't realize it's a real knife and just take it from someone, right?
Well, you'd think it's part of the haunted house and be like,
Coach,
yeah.
Haunted house, fun day, I'm at recess, I'm in a fun haunted house. Dude, I'm not taking a knife and stabbing my friend, regardless
exactly.
of what exactly is going on. Even though you're in the spirit of it being Halloween and stuff like that, dude, I'm not crossing lines like that I wouldn't normally cross in my everyday life.
Right. At Lunchbox, if Ray gave you a knife right now, you wouldn't just try to stab anyone walking around the building like,
right.
Oh, it's a fake knife.
Well, because I'm not at a haunted house, I'd be like, that's a little weird. But when I'm at a haunted house, I think, oh, this must be someone that works here. I'm going to stab my friend.
And you got to be careful with these haunted houses. I'm thinking back now, it's probably been, I've been dating my chick for 5 years, so it's been about 5 years since I've been at one. And I'm thinking back, sometimes they do cross the line and workers will grab you. I've had them grab my side.
Oh.
I remember one of the workers straight up grabbed my ass, and I'm like... Like, do you think at some point that maybe you should stand back a little bit and just try and scare and not really involve the touching part of it?
The one room that always freaks me out the most is when it's, like, dark and then they flash the white light. And then it's dark and, like, the monster appears out of nowhere. And you're like, and then they turn off the lights and you're like, you don't know where it is. It's like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, where'd they go? And then, boom, there it is again. Ah! So
hey, Lunchbox, you really get scared, like really, really get scared when you go to those things.
No, I think it's part of you scare yourself, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so scary, and you try to, like the excitement, like it's fun to kind of hype it up inside your head and then to have fun.
Okay, I got you. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, now let's talk about, speaking of nightmares, let's talk about the New York football Giants. Who,
dude, it is woo! A bad situation right
Let
now.
Let me tell you, I said the Giants were going to win the NFC East. I was totally wrong. They got so many weapons, I thought, okay, they upgraded their offensive line. They're gonna do it. It is over for Eli. Like, he looks like a statue, dead mummy back there. Like, he is just... And I understand they have their offensive line is getting him crushed, but he can't move. It looks like he can't throw the ball more than 8 yards. Odell Beckham is so mad. Like, he just signed a big contract to stay in New York. And then they ask him, are you happy to be in New York? And he said, that's a tough question. Oh, man.
Was that the Lil Wayne interview? Or was that a different
No, that was the same interview.
Okay, and he got fined for that.
Yeah, he got fined for that. And last night, you can see him punching a fan on the side, like the like a blowing fan, not like a a fan in the stands. He was punching it and headbutting it. He went to the locker room early before the first half was over. He said it was to get an IV. And late in the game, I think there was about a minute left, he caught a ball and he gets tackled. And he kind of just, instead of handing it to the ref, he just kind of rolled it across the field in frustration. It's bad news in New York.
I think there was video footage that was before the game. There's no way it was at halftime because he was already pissed off then. It was before the game. Like, this guy's just such a, almost I want to say like a lunatic, a hothead. He should be running routes, right? He's a wide receiver. Somebody throws you the ball. Oh, I'm working on my pass catching abilities. apparently this dude just spins a ball and he's like kicking field goals.
I saw that.
Like, that is not what I want my wide receiver doing. If I'm a coach or if I'm the, what is it, you know, the coordinator that's supposed to be watching him and supervising, dude, I would fine him right there for doing that.
I mean, it was as he was going off the field.
I mean,
he's going back to the locker room after he's warmed up, and he's right there. He spins it, kicks it, and runs to the locker room.
I'm just thinking back, man. I did that when I played football. That's sprints.
Well, you're
on
not
Monday.
You're not Odell.
I'm just saying, dude. That usually, if it's something you get punished for when we played, it should probably be punished in the NFL. But yeah, he just comes across, man. What a crazy ass dude. And I mean, it seems like, and he's doing this interview with Lil Wayne. He doesn't care if he gets fined, and now he just leaves at halftime. Dude, he's a real wild card all of a sudden.
Like, I do like that he didn't pull any punches. Like, he was honest and said, is Eli the problem? He's like, I don't know, man. There's something wrong. And that's
hey, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
It says here that he headbutted the fan.
Yeah, but he was also punching it.
This video is great.
Yeah. Like, you see him, he like headbutts it, and then he's kind of punching it and yelling at it and screaming at it.
He's lost it.
And he says in his quote after the game was, I just doing that to get me hyped up. Just getting me hyped up. And I'm like, you punch fans to get in a headbutt it to get hyped up? Eli Manning, I think he's been overrated. He got lucky on a couple Super Bowl runs when they were like 9-7. They go to the Super Bowl. He got a hot playoffs. That dude is done.
Oh, yeah, dude. And I mean, nobody even drafted him into fantasy this year, right? Because everybody knew he wasn't going to be good.
Fantasy is so you don't just.
But does he get drafted or no?
No.
Is he sitting on the waiver
wire?
No,
he's undrafted.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody this year saw him not being any good. But the Giants, the team's the only one that didn't see him being good.
Well, they thought if they upgrade their offensive line, they get Saquon Barkley, they thought they would be better. They thought Eli still had something in the tank. He's 37 years old. It looks so bad and so sad. Like
I read an article this morning about how it said that Eli looks uninterested now. And I'm like, dude, he's looked uninterested since the day he started playing football. Like, he's always has this look on his face like, what the hell's going on here? Like,
he did yell at someone on the sideline yesterday.
Oh, he never does that.
Right. He showed some emotion. Their backup running back, Gallman or something, I guess, maybe ran a wrong route or didn't pick up the blitz, and he yelled at him on the sideline. I've never seen Eli yell at someone. There's just frustration. Like, Odell Beckham Jr., I understand he's an awesome wide receiver. He's a superstar in the NFL. Is it worth him being such a nutcase and dividing the locker room? Like, Saquon Barkley had to go up to him yesterday on the sideline and try to calm him down.
Are you serious? The rookie new guy?
Yeah, the rookie running back was trying to calm him down. And I don't know how Odell Beckham Jr. is going to deal with Saquon being the star of the Giants. Like,
because he's going to be the new star. What I wanted to know about Odell, was he exciting to watch? I saw he had four catches,
no, he
40
only had
yards.
No, he had 40 yards. He didn't do anything. Because Eli Manning, I think his longest completion was 12 yards to Odell. And Odell's like, man, I want to go over the top sometimes. I'm trying to score a touchdown in that interview. Saying, like, Eli can't throw it deep anymore.
That 12-yard catch was a good one, though. Didn't he one-hand that one?
I it was so uninteresting, the game, that I watched a little bit of it, but I watched, I would flip back and forth because I was watching the TCU Texas Tech game. That was another bad football game
last
night. That
was low scoring.
Terrible game. But yeah, so they're done. Like, it's over in New York. Eli, I don't know what you do. Like, my idea, because I don't think John Gruden likes Carr out in Oakland. I say the Giants trade for Carr and just start over. Say, Eli, it's over, man.
Or are they going to be so bad that they'll get an awesome draft pick?
Well, I think they will get an awesome draft pick, but do you want to start over again with a rookie, or do you try to trade for someone in the NFL right now that's good?
Yeah.
Like Carr, is he good? I don't know, but I don't think Gruden likes him. He got rid of Mack. He's going to get rid of Carr. He wants to start all over and only have his players, I feel like.
And I like, though, usually with the NFL, we're like, oh, is this team good? We know the team that's really good, the Chiefs. We know a team that's really bad, the Giants. Like, the Giants are the worst team in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
No,
after that game?
No.
There's
no.
Worse than that?
The Bills.
Bills?
I mean, the Bills
have, against the Titans.
I know the Bills have won two games.
Hey, Shady McCoy, dude.
Stop. They are
but
so
the bad. Shady is back. Shady McCoy, baby.
But the Bills have had two good games, like, where they actually look like they knew how to play football. That's the weird thing. The Giants haven't had any good games.
Oh, yeah, they almost beat Carolina just this past Sunday. They lost on a 63-yard field goal.
Good facts there.
Okay.
I mean, they lost 33-31. That was the first time they'd scored over 30 points in like 3 years. But
I mean, Saquon Barkley, I'm sorry, Ray. Like, I apologize yesterday. We were like, you do love Saquon, and that's great and all. But, I mean, gosh, what an amazing running back. Like, the runs that yesterday, and the way I see it is, like, he had no blocks. He broke so many tackles. The dude was unstoppable. And that, to me, is, like, a good running back versus someone who can actually run a play out and he gets the blocks that he needs and he runs for a lot of yards. Here, he was just making – he was nonstop.
Well, and it makes sense. Those moves he makes on the field all is believable, and it should happen, because when you see him in the weight room, this dude's like lifting 1,000 pounds. He's jumping.
Oh, really?
Usually, the average guy could jump up a couple boxes. Dude, Saquon's the kind of guy that's in a pool. He can jump out of the pool onto the outside of the pool area.
I love that Ray, because they lift 1,000 pounds. Ray thinks they should be a good football player.
I'm just saying, dude, if they're working out, if they're posting their workouts on Instagram and it's super impressive, you're like, you know what? That's probably going to translate into them doing some crazy cool moves on the field. That's all I'm saying.
What do you think, Lunchbox? His running is so impressive, don't you think?
No, I'm super impressed by Saquon Barkley, because you're right. He doesn't have any blocking. He breaks a lot of tackles. But this also tells me he's taking a lot of hits.
True.
And I mean, that's the problem with running. Like, he's a rookie. And you don't want to, and this is terrible to think this way. I'm like, man, just sit him down for the rest of the year, because you ain't going anywhere. So you're wasting a year of his career.
Coach, well, that is why true. You're not, Lunch doesn't, he, that's why you're not a coach.
No, the coach
no,
is.
But he's right, though. They even played him in the fourth quarter last night.
Right.
They're not winning that game.
Right. You're down by 23 points in the fourth quarter. Why? Just put your backup running back in and let Saquon sit the fourth quarter. I understand you want to get him reps or whatever, but why? You're going nowhere. You're down that many points. You're not going to win. You want to work on your offense? You need to work on other things. It's over. That game is over. Set him on the bench. No need for him to take those hits. It just does, like, stupid.
Hey, so
I'm with you on that.
With Eli Manning, does he get benched in, I mean, probably not already next week, but how soon is he getting benched?
Who's his backup, Coach?
Geno Smith.
Oh, yeah. He getting benched real quick.
He's not getting benched.
Oh, yeah.
They benched him for one game last year.
I remember that. And then
he came back, ended his streak of so many in a row. But they're not going to bench him because it's disrespectful or whatever, because he's a legend or he won 2 Super Bowls. But he's done. He's terrible.
Dude, it's disrespectful to have that kind of a garbage Thursday night game. You know what? I'm glad that I have a job where I have to go to bed at night, because if I stayed up for that, dude, I would have been so mad and just frustrated. You waste a 3-hour block of your night. And it's a Thursday night game. You got the good announcers. You're actually at you have the TV. Your girl's allowing you to watch the game. And then you just have a horrible thing that's on. I mean, that's gross, man.
And speaking of quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, like, okay. What annoys me about Aaron Rodgers, he always wants to let you, him and Ben Roethlisberger, they always have to tell you about their injuries, right? Aaron Rodgers, now it comes out, he says, hey, man, I suffered a setback this last Sunday. I may have to wear a bigger brace. Like, he wants to say that, so if he has an awesome game this Sunday, like, oh, he did it, and he had a setback in his knee, and he's out there. Just, there's no need to tell us you had a setback.
Or if he has an awful game, he has an excuse why he had an awful game.
That's exactly right. Just, if you did not tell us Sunday, if we could not tell, then there's no need to tell us that you had a setback, and you're going to wear a bigger brace, and put that excuse out there. Like, Big Ben's always like, oh, man, I got a dislocated finger. I'm going to try to go. I'm going to try to play. Like, they always want to let you know about their injuries.
But it's a contact sport. Like, you realize every player in the NFL has some kind of an injury. Even if it's just like a fingernail issue or something that their eyes, you know.
A hangnail.
Dude, maybe like they've been having issues with their contacts. Eddie, when you talk like that, it like blows up loud and then it goes quiet.
It's okay.
Well, like, mutes my headphones.
We're trying our best. He's in Ohio, a.k.a. Fenway Park.
That's right. Thank you.
Like, Kobe used to do this back in the day. I felt like he always had a sprained thumb, a sprained finger. Oh, he twisted his ankle.
Kobe was hurt. Little injuries, but he still played through them.
No, but he let you know about every single one of his little injuries.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, Aaron Rodgers, I got it. You tweaked your knee, and if you have a bad game this weekend, we'll just be like, oh, so it's his knee. But if you have a great game, wow, what a warrior. You went out there and played through a setback.
That was a Michael Jordan sick game. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And people stop doing references to Michael Jordan sick game. That was probably the one of the more spectacular things we've seen in sports. So don't compare like some guy having a little bit of a cough to Michael Jordan sick game. Michael Jordan was deathly ill that game and should have been in a hospital bed and needed HIV or IVs pumped into his body. Nobody compare their game to Michael Jordan sick
game. Oh, no. The opening weekend, they compared Aaron Rodgers to the Michael Jordan sick
game.
And I'm like, this is a regular season game. And that he's playing in. Michael Jordan was the NBA Finals. Like, let's call. There's not as much on the line when Aaron Rodgers is out there hobbling around. Like,
And you could physically tell with Jordan, he was deathly ill. The guy was about to puke every second. Scottie Pippen's like carrying him a little bit.
Yeah, carrying him. Like, oh man. And was he really that sick?
Oh, as I say, is that sick? I'm like, hey, you know what? How sick was he? Did we ever have a doctor's
note
for that?
No, I think
game?
He was really that sick. I mean, he looked pale.
Oh, dude, he looked
real
bad.
So pale.
I've never seen Jordan that weak. Usually he was a stronger guy, and he was just in Scotty's arms almost like he was his kid.
Yeah, it was like, hey, Dad, hold me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have coworkers, too. They're like, all right, man, tough day today. I'm not feeling so great. I'm going to have to Michael Jordan sick game it. No.
Yeah, you're just coming into the office. Like, calm down, man.
Dude, all you're doing is pushing papers and, like, writing a couple notes here and there. Like, you're not Michael Jordan sit gaming it.
And let's talk about stupid fights. If you guys have ever had a stupid fight, there was two men in Indiana, okay? They're best friends. They've been friends for over 30 years. They've been drinking. They start arguing about a Bruno Mars song, Locked Out of Heaven. One guy says, man, Bruno Mars doesn't sing that. The other guy, yeah, it does. The other guy got so mad he pistol whipped his friend.
Oh, my goodness.
And, I mean, that is a Bruno Mars song. So the guy
it is.
Yeah. I mean, he was right. And so they Shazammed it, and he was right. And then the argument continued, and that's when he pistol whipped him.
Man, isn't it just a weekday fight? I can see that on the weekends when you're drinking a little bit. But if that's just a fight they have when they come home from work, it's odd, bizarre. Man.
Do you ever have any odd fight, like just stupid fights?
Dude, I never argue music, so I don't know that much about
music. No, I'm not saying music. Like, I got in a fight over shotgun with my buddy Forrest when we were in high school. Like, we were at his house, and I don't remember who was driving, but he said shotgun. He got in shotgun, then he forgot something in the house, so he went back in. But once you get out of shotgun, you have to recall shotgun. So I said, shotgun, and I jumped in the front seat. And so he came out, and he's like, get out. And I was like, no, you lost shotgun once you got out and did not recall shotgun. And we got in a fist fight over shotgun. And shotgun is when you ride front seat passenger of a car, people, if you don't know what calling shotgun is. And it used to be the most important thing in the world to call shotgun.
Well, no, it still is. I just think we're older now, so we don't really call shotgun. And we don't really ride together. Like, if us three are going to lunch, we call shotgun.
I know. Well, I'm saying, but we would if we missed it, we're not like, oh, let's fight about it. This was high school. We're 16 years old, and it was the most important thing in the world.
Eddie, do you see your kids or any of your kids' friends? Do they still do shotgun?
Dude, it's the dumbest thing ever. My kid is 10 years old now, and he can legally ride in the front seat. He could ride shotgun with me, and the dude chooses to go in the back.
Wow.
Whoa. You're telling us the shotgun's not popular anymore?
It's just weird. Like, his friends, like, we'll go pick up his friends or whatever. Like, all right, come on, who's riding shotgun? They're like, it's okay, we'll be in the back. I was like, I'm not a limo driver.
Wow.
Like, come up here.
What about Chinese fire drills? Do you do those anymore?
I've never done that. Explain that.
Okay, Chinese fire drill is when you pull up to a stoplight, it's a red light, and everybody gets out of the car and runs circles around the car and then you jump back in and drive off when it turns green.
What's the point? Just to freak the people behind you out?
I have no idea the point. I just know that I did that when I was younger, and it was the most fun thing ever. When you got to a stoplight, you would go, Chinese fire drill, Chinese fire drill. And if you're in like a Suburban and you got to jump over the seats to get out, I mean, that's a lot of pressure, because if the light turns green, people start honking and you're still running around. So fun.
Hey, Lunchbox, did you and your buddy Forrest fight, like fist fight?
Yeah, we fist fought right there in his front yard.
Who won?
Oh, probably Forrest. Forrest, yeah. Let me tell you, Forrest could fight. I had two buddies, Aaron and Forrest, both. Like, they could fight. They knew how to handle their business, and they got in a lot of fights, and they beat up a lot of people.
Dan, so you got your ass kicked.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It wasn't a bloody nose wound or anything. It was broken up pretty quick, but I mean, I sat there, he punched me in the face, and then we got out and we started fighting in the yard, and then we broke it up and he got shut. I don't even know if we went anywhere after that. I think that was the night over. Like, it was over.
I've never been in a fight my whole life.
Really?
Never. Have you, Ray?
No, dude, I'm not a fighter. I almost got close in high school. This kid, what did he do? He pushed me in the hallway or something like that, or he made fun of me. I was a new kid at that school in Michigan. And so I wanted to get him back. So then when we were in band, he was leaning back in it. We were in percussion. We were that, like, I did the drums. He did whatever, the xylophone or something.
Oh, I didn't know you were a percussionist.
I only did it for like, I only did it for a hot minute. Don't worry, dogs. I was playing sports. You know, I just realized band wasn't that fun.
Okay.
Okay, percussionist.
But he was leaning. Okay, dude. He was leaning back in his chair in band, and I pulled his chair out from under him, and he hit his hand on the xylophone and cut his hand. So it wasn't like me and him were fighting together, but he pushed me, and then boom, I cut his hand with the xylophone.
Ooh.
It was pretty awesome, actually. I didn't know.
So
it was
pulled the chair out from underneath. That's a good.
I pulled the chair, which I thought was awesome. Did not know the xylophone was going to cut the man. There was a little bit of blood there in band, and he never tried to fight me or anything like that. It was just like, known. Okay, that's the end of our disagreement.
You showed him, man.
Dude.
Speaking of pulling the chair out from under him, I wasn't. Oh, man, this is a good one. I was a sophomore in high school, and my brother was a senior, and it was his high school graduation. We were having a nice dinner at a restaurant, you know, and my brother had his girlfriend. My sister was bringing someone, so I was like, I'll bring a friend. So my friend Courtney.
You brought a dude.
No, I just said I brought Courtney. My friend Courtney.
Oh, okay.
And she was in a red dress, okay, and she had never met my family or anything, and we really just were friends. And so me being the funny guy I am, I was like, here, Courtney, here, I'll pull. And I, trying to be a gentleman, I pulled the chair out for her. And she goes to sit down, and I pulled the chair all the way out. And she, boom, right on the ground. And you want to talk about redder than a tomato. Her face was so red.
Dude, that, like, is so bad.
So, I mean, my grandparents were there, aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody.
Who were you?
Dude, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Did she recover from it? Was she smiling, or is it?
Oh, she's smiling. I mean, we're still friends to this day. Like, we still talk, we still hang out. I hang out with her family and her kids and her husband, and like, we're still like best friends. But I pulled the chair all the way out, and I mean, we talk about it all the time.
Dude, all these Instagram models nowadays, there's no way they were cool with a dude pulling a chair out from under them. It's a different generation.
I mean,
dude,
we're talking nice dinner too. Okay, like,
there were nicer girls back in the day. Ain't not happening this year.
Like, I don't know if that was worse, or my cousin Andrew and Jessica were sitting there at the table, and throughout the dinner, they kept asking Courtney and my, do you guys play Naked Twister?
With your grandparents and parents there?
Well, yes, and here's the thing. Jessica and Andrew were like 12 and 10 years old, so how do they know about Naked Twister? Like, did they see their parents playing Naked Twister or what?
Probably.
Dude, have you all ever played Naked Twister?
No, I've never played Naked Twister.
I've never played Naked Twister, but when I was a kid around that age group, some of our parents, not my parents, but some of the other boys, dudes' parents, played strip poker.
Yeah.
So it was a time.
And you saw this?
I never saw it, but my friend was like, yeah, I couldn't go in the living room. My parents were playing strip poker with the neighbors.
That is awesome.
Dude, that's why I always asked. I was like, hey, Cody, man, Friday night, dude, you having anybody stay over tonight? Because we always wanted to see his parents playing strip poker.
So awkward.
That is great. That is so great.
Yeah, it sucked last night. His dad lost. His dad was just walking around the kitchen all naked all night.
Eddie, have you ever played strip poker?
I think in college I played strip poker, and but no one got completely naked. So.
And there were more, there were like, it was good odds, right? Probably, hopefully more chicks than dudes, right?
No, definitely not.
With
definitely
Eddie,
not.
It was like four. With Eddie, it was four dudes and one girl.
Yep.
And it was my girlfriend.
Oh, that is so awkward.
Culture. Go.
And let's talk about a little serious business. You know who Ray Caruth is, Eddie?
Ray Caruth?
Yeah.
No, I know who Rod Caruth is.
Well, who's Rod Caruth?
Hall of Famer Rod Caruth. Oh no, not Caruth. My bad. Who's
so Ray Caruth was a wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers. Okay, and his girlfriend got pregnant. She was 7 months pregnant, and he hired someone to shoot and kill her, and tried because he didn't want to pay child support or whatever. So he is getting out of prison after 18 years in prison on October 22nd.
Damn.
He was arrested for conspiracy to commit murder and attempted murder.
So he hired someone to do it, and then it never happened?
No. Oh, she died, and the kid lived. He is disabled.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
The son turns 19 in November, but he's getting out of prison after 18 years, and I'm just like, whoa. Like,
I mean, I guess they have to kind of, you know, start their new life, you know, sometime, but... Whew, that's tough, man. That's tough to know someone like that's going to be out in the world again.
Yeah, because I don't understand how. I mean, I guess he didn't pull the trigger because it's conspiracy to commit murder. He didn't actually do the trigger pulling, but
he wanted her dead.
Yeah, he orchestrated everything.
Yeah.
And you say it's more dangerous on the streets. I've always wondered, people that live in a town where there's a prison, doesn't that kind of creep you out a little bit?
Oh, that'd be so scary.
For sure.
Dude, you always wondered, man, I wonder if anybody escaped this today.
I had some friends in Del Rio, Texas, in college, and there was a prison, like, they could see it from their backyard, and I thought that was the weirdest thing in the world.
Oh,
because,
dude, that'd give me creep.
Because everybody you see walking down the road, you'd be like, did they just escape from prison? Like, what are they doing?
Guys, I went to school at Sam Houston State. The campus was 2 blocks away from Death Row.
No!
Texas. Yes. So you would hear the time for them to go to lunch, you know, we'd be walking to class and you hear, like, all right, everybody leave the yard. You're going in for your last meal. Like, it was crazy. I mean, it wasn't where everyone lived. It's where they would go 2 days before their execution. They would sit there for like a day or whatever.
Oh,
and then
dude, I would have transferred schools. You went to school all 4 years there?
I went to school for 3 years there. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy, man. And I would make jokes that be like, you know, when we'd be playing poker in the house, like, the lights would dim and be like, oh, we lost another one, boys. It was funny in college, not funny now, but it was crazy, dude. It was crazy. I mean, they would execute someone there at least once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Dude, is that school still there?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a criminal justice main school. Like, that's where people go to be in cops, FBI, whatever, because, I mean, the whole legal system's there for Texas prisons.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Crazy, dude. That was crazy. See, that's eerie.
That's a haunted house right there, dude. They ever open up that thing like around Halloween time? Kids, you want to do a haunted house? If it's a prison with inmates, no. You go, if you're going to go do a haunted house, do a haunted house. Never go to a haunted jail. Because I've been to one of those before, too. Real creepy.
Guys, and in my last year of school, I had a chance to witness an execution.
No, you did not go.
Yes.
Do not.
Yes, I did.
Listen
to me. I signed up, and my professor was like, all right, you got to talk to the warden. This is the guy. We talked to him. We set it all up. We're good to go. It was scheduled for like 7 o'clock on a Thursday. And then he calls me like at 6 o'clock. He's like, dude, I can't let you come in. Your professor hasn't signed off on you. And I was like, what do you mean he hasn't signed? I haven't heard from him. He won't respond to me. I called my professor, no answer. And I was so pissed. I lost my chance to witness an execution. Dude, now that I'm 39 years old, I'm like, thank God I didn't see that crap.
You're 39?
Yeah.
Dang, you're old, dude.
I know. How old are you?
37. Yeah.
Ray?
33, the Texas State University, Ray Mundo.
39 years old, producer Eddie, Sam Houston State University. Go Bearcat.
37-year-old, head of the Sore Losers podcast, the University of Texas at San Antonio.
Beep, beep. I love it.
Hey,
I love it.
Texas State did lose college football last night to like Georgia State.
Coach, they lose every game.
I know. I'm just trying to transition into college football this weekend. We got some great games on tap.
Please tell me because I feel like we've had just some bad weeks recently.
We got number 7 Washington at number 17 Oregon.
The West Coast?
No, they're playing at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I
take that back. We had the Red River shootout. Sorry, guys. I realized that was a good game. Other than that, it wasn't good. Go.
Number 2, Georgia.
Red River Showdown.
Shut up.
We got number 2, Georgia, traveling to LSU, number 13. Oh!
Death Valley Mode.
What? And then Wisconsin travels to number 15. Wisconsin travels to number 12, Michigan.
Whoa.
Those are the three games I'm looking forward to.
Oh, I was hoping for a couple more.
What else you want?
I don't know.
Who else you? I mean, that's three.
Wisconsin, Michigan, man. You talk about good luck scoring 10 points. First team that scores a touchdown wins that game.
Yeah.
Eddie, can we quiet the kids in the background?
I mean, come on.
Can you hear them? They're outside.
Dude, I told you.
What do you mean, can we hear them? This is him.
I said the podcast is going to be a complete bust if some of your kids at this house you're staying at start screaming. And what did they start doing at the 30th minute? Started screaming.
My bad, guys. I'll tell them to shut up. Hey, keep it down, boys.
Tell them you're doing a podcast, a professional podcast, Sore Losers on Twitter.
Dude, just yell at your kid like you do when he plays sports.
Dad's working. Shut it up.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. NFL, this is a big weekend. We're going to find out a lot this weekend.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to find out a lot.
And I got Titans tickets, baby. Titans, Ravens. Lock it up. I don't know who's going to win that one, though.
I'm going to tell you who's going to win that one. Titans.
Yeah!
Titans are getting 2.5.
Okay, that might have to be my lock, then.
The Titans are getting 2.5 at home, and they will beat the Ravens. Or at least they'll cover the 2.5.
You don't believe in Flacco Flame?
No, I do believe in Flacco Flame, but I also believe in Titans.
All right.
I think the Titans are better than we give them credit
Mariota's
for.
Mariota's been looking good. He knows how to hit his receivers. They got that receiving core that it seems like it was the number top draft picks. Corey Davis,
Taywan Taylor, Tajay Sharp.
They're starting to play some football.
Yeah. They're going to be pretty good. We've been giving them a hard time. They lost to Buffalo. Okay, it happens. Minnesota lost to Buffalo. Doesn't mean Minnesota's bad. Had a bad week. They come back and they're gonna beat those Ravens.
Dude, I want to go to that game so bad, but I don't know if I have to work that yet. So it's like kind of up in the air. And it's a 3:30. It's such a perfect time for the game. It allows you to get put down about 5 beers before the game because it's not that early wake up.
You can put down 5 beers before any game.
But I'm saying the noon games, dude.
You got to get up at 8 a.m.
Yeah, like, you're starting. You're tailgating and drinking way too early. I love the 3:30 start time.
Yeah, okay, and then you have – this is Jameis Winston. This is it, bud.
J-Boo's back?
He's back. He's under center for the Buccaneers, and this is it. Like, this is his trial. Like, I don't think they have to decide after this year if they want to re-up him. Is he the franchise quarterback they drafted number one overall?
J-Boo's their guy.
He hasn't done anything so far. He's been in the league. This is, what, his fourth year? Come on, dude. Like, it's time.
But so Fitzmagic is officially donezo?
He's officially donezo because I think they have to – put Fitzmagic on the bench because they got to figure out, hey, is Jameis our guy going forward?
I think he's their guy. Dude, he's going to hit Evans so many times on Sunday. Man, is it a Sunday game?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun to watch. I can't believe it. J-Boo, he's been held out, and he's finally back, dude.
Well, he hadn't been held out. He's been suspended.
And I saw him in preseason when he played the Titans. But, dude, he's a kind of a highlight reel. I like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the Steelers play the first place Bengals. The Steelers been bad all year, have been looking terrible. What's wrong with Pittsburgh? Bengals 4-1, they're in first place. Like, yeah, look at us, we're so good. We're about to find out.
Is Le'Veon back?
Le'Veon is not back.
Oh.
So that's a big game.
That's a big game
to see. All right, are the Bengals for real? Are the Bengals for real?
I don't know too much about the Bengals. The Steelers are a highlight reel. What's up?
That's all you like is highlight reel.
When is Le'Veon coming back?
He said probably week 7 during the bye.
Man, he's screwing
unless
that
they
right
unless
now.
They trade him. James Conner's been playing great. And Big Ben came out this week and said James Conner better get playing time when Le'Veon comes back.
Wow.
Coach Ray, you don't really watch games, do you? Because you usually watch Titan noon games.
Dude,
and
I've already
you go to bed at. You go to bed at 3, right? So all you do is just watch highlight reels of all.
Yeah, that's all he cares about is if they have a highlight on SportsCenter. If they don't have a highlight on SportsCenter, they're not any good. And
Coach Ray, you're never going to get a grip on how good a team is. Who if you are don't watch you? The game.
Are you saying you're the one that watches on a mute?
Yeah, you're in the dark.
You only watch your fantasy players.
No. But that means I'm watching all games, and I don't need to know what Joe Buck is saying. Who cares what Joe Buck is saying?
So, you don't know who the good teams are either, though. You think the Cowboys are good.
I do, too. No. I'm a Cowboys fan, so I always root for the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys have a decent team. They struggle. They stress me out, and it's very frustrating to watch them sometimes. But they do have a good team. As far as the Bengals go, let me talk. They are great. The Bengals are good. Andy Dalton is great. I love Andy Dalton. I love how he moves as a quarterback. He makes good decisions.
Hold on. Andy Dalton does not move as a quarterback.
No, he said he moves the quarterback.
Hey, Joe Mixon is back. We saw him last week. He's so good.
Mixon is good, dude. Mixon's dirty. I will agree with you on
Mixon
that one.
Mixon is good. The connection between Dalton and A.J. Green is fantastic. Like, guys, the Bengals deserve to be number one. The Steelers have nothing this week. Nothing. And I watch these games. I'm telling you.
Dude, is that game at Bengals or Steelers?
At Bengals.
It's in
See, here's you say Cincinnati's great. Right?
I like how they play.
They're 4-1. They're 4-1. They were down 17-0 to the Dolphins. Should have lost that game. They score a last second touchdown against the Falcons to beat the Falcons. Should have lost that game.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Right. So I mean,
they're not dominant. They're not the Chiefs. You know, they're not like playing excellent football. But I mean, they're winning games the way they need to win games, and that's all you need to do.
Dude, speaking of that, we got to talk about them Chiefs, dude.
Chiefs. Oh, Chiefs Patriots. That's the game of the weekend.
Our coach Pitts. We've had him on the show before. He's out there crapping himself just because he's so excited for the game. He said he cannot wait. He's like, Sunday can't get here soon enough. I'm like, but it's Friday. Most people like to enjoy their weekends. Not him. He wants it to be Sunday night right now.
Yeah, Sunday night. They're going to Foxborough. Dude, I mean,
that's your game of the weekend. Screw college. Screw all these other NFL
screw
games
everything.
We're talking about. That is the game of the weekend.
That is the game of the weekend. And you know what's going to happen?
Tell us the prediction.
Patriots, shut them down.
Mahomes ends up kind of flaming out a little bit.
I don't even know if it's flaming out, but Bill Belichick has a way of beating. I mean, he is the smartest guy in football. And he is going to figure it out, and he's going to give Mahomes a hard time. He's going to make it hard on him, and the Patriots are going to win by 8 points.
I wonder what that spread is. It's got
3.5.
Yep, there's your NFL spread.
Coach Lunchbox, here's my prediction. I think with Belichick, it's like he's going to freak out a little bit because they have too many weapons on offense. He's going to be like, all right, we got to stop Mahomes. Let's put pressure on his passing game. Well, he's just going to run the ball if he does that. Then Kareem Hunt's going to step up. Okay, fine. They stop the run. Look at all these receivers they have. They have Tariq Hill. They have Sammy Watkins. They got Kelce in the middle. I mean, it's just like nonstop. They're not going to be able to stop them. I think they're going to try different things. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs are going to win this game, boys.
Yeah, just like the Rams back in the day, they had the greatest show on turf. They had too many weapons for the Patriots. Patriots aren't going to be able to stop them. Guess what happened? Patriots won that Super Bowl. Said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Whenever I'm trying to figure out who's going to win a game, I always just randomly think back to games in the past, and I remember the Chiefs getting beat by the Titans in the playoffs, and I'm like, the Chiefs aren't that good.
Well, the Chiefs...
You can't tell. Those are different teams.
They're different teams.
I know,
and the Chiefs blew out
that.
The Patriots last year. They blew them out.
I know. I get that. But you can't compare the team, play this team, that team. But I say Patriots, as consistent and as dominant as they are, Patriots win this one and bring the Chiefs back down to earth a little bit. I mean, everybody needs it. And Kansas City needs to chill out, man. Just chill.
I like the fact that the Patriots had 10 days to prepare for this game because they played last Thursday, so they have the whole week plus the extra 3 days.
Dude, Gronk's going to be running trick plays. Great.
I mean, I think that's huge. When it comes to such a big game for Belichick, because for the Colts, they didn't really have to do anything. They dominated from the get-go. It was not a stressful game. They kind of just dinked and dunked. They didn't show anything. Now they have 10 days to put on in all these new plays, set up their defense, study Mahomes. Boy, it's going to be awesome.
Dude, and the Patriots are used to being the team that's always talked about on TV.
Is Pitts out there?
Yeah, go grab him.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give him a chance to give a pep talk to the Chiefs.
Hurry, go get him. He's running. Coach, he's about to go eat lunch right now. But no, hey.
Can we put a clock on him, though? Let's do 2 minutes max.
All right, 2 minutes max? Good luck. He won't shut up. Dude, are you kidding me? In person, I can't get him to stop talking, much less on a podcast.
All right, here we go. We're going to call this the Pitts Pep Talk.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, he's sitting down right now.
He's not going to be able to hear Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Why, he doesn't have headphones? There's your cam. Yeah, right there at that microphone. Now, this is what's your Twitter handle?
@iHeartBigPitts.
iHeartBigPitts is a diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan. He has a Chiefs couch in his house, and he lives, breathes, and sleeps Kansas City Chiefs.
And the only reason we allow him on the show is because he is in the building.
And so, you have 1 minute, Big Heart Pitts, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
Talk to your Kansas City Chiefs. If the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid are listening right now, if they play this in the locker room before the game, tell them what they need to hear.
Guys, I'm proud of the work that you put in this week as we get ready to take the field tonight. We're not in a comfortable environment. We're playing Tom Brady. We're playing Bill Belichick. We've talked about this all week. Tyreek, I need you on your game. Travis Kelce, let's not drop touchdown passes 2 yards away from the goal line. Every play matters tonight, guys. You thought you faced the Chargers on the road tough. You got through that. You faced Pittsburgh.
Wait. Did
let
he say
talk.
Every play
I'm
tonight?
I'm pep talking. I don't know. Where was I at?
You thought the Chargers were tough. And
guys,
then
you faced adversity. What I need tonight is everything that you've shown me on the field. It's not about plays. It's not about individual plays. It's about coming together. It's one thing that I can't teach you guys that you've shown me is brotherhood. Okay? You can stack the deck. You can stack the deck. Money doesn't guarantee victory. Blood, sweat, tears, hard work, and brotherhood. I need every Chief to stand up in this locker room. I need you to put your hand on your fellow brother's shoulders, and
cut
I want you
off.
To know.
No, keep going. Keep going.
Finish your speech.
I had a lineman in tears, bro. You screwed me up. I just want you to hold hands, and I want you to know that you guys mean more to me than football does. And tonight we have an opportunity to shine at a national level, go 6-0, and get ready to come back home undefeated, guys. This is big. You're 5-0, and you're facing New England tonight. Now, on three, I need Chiefs on three. That's all I got, guys. I don't have any other cool things to shout. Give me.
That's pretty good.
No, go, go.
Just Chiefs. One, two, three. Chiefs.
There it
that's
is.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's that not bad.
Is that not? That's not. That's what wins games. You can't teach brotherhood. You got to have these brothers believe in themselves.
Speeches don't win games.
You get me emotional.
Hey, let us know, Sore Losers Show, if you like that speech that Pitts did. So at Sore Losers Show on Twitter, guys, we don't ever have to have him back. You just let us know.
No, people love I Heart Big Pitts.
Hey, I just saw a tweet where a lady said y'all were mean to me.
No, we weren't mean. We're never mean to you.
Didn't say I agreed with her. I just said I saw a tweet that said y'all were mean to me. So there is some I Heart Big Pitts love, and there's some Chiefs loves out there.
Well, send her a Kansas City Chiefs flag.
I can do that. Chiefs Kingdom. What year you want? I got 2015. McDonald's hooked him up. I kid you not. I got 2015s, 26. I'm missing 2018s. Kirk Thomas in Iowa, buddy. He's not listening to the show, but I met him at the Chiefs, and he sends me the McDonald's flags every year. Kid
Wait,
you not.
Some random dude you met in Iowa?
Chiefs, dude. It's brotherhood. Did I not go back
it.
To the pep
I
talk?
Love
brotherhood.
That.
We do whatever we can.
You were sitting next to him at the game, and you became friends, exchanged numbers.
Yes, and he sent me Chiefs flag.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
I love
Chiefs
that.
Chiefs Nation, bud.
That
Chiefs
actually
Kingdom.
Is a good story.
Have you ever met his kids?
No, I don't, just him and his wife.
Oh, okay.
But Kirk Thomas is his name. He's a big fan from, I believe he lives in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, okay.
So I do have Chiefs Kingdom flag. Yeah.
Do you email back and forth or text or how do you guys communicate?
I think just Facebook. I don't think
Well, you're
going
to have to hit him up on Facebook. He got a shout out on
the
Sore
Losers podcast.
Yeah. You got to listen.
And hey, thank you for letting me talk Chiefs football. It's the best part of my day. Know that.
I'm glad, dude. Okay. We're excited.
All right,
we're excited
I gotta
for the
close
game.
You out. Okay. We'll be back on Kansas City Chiefs Radio here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are Chiefs Kingdom Radio, WLAC 540.
All right, that's it. It's time for locks. It's football weekend, and Ray, you're up first.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my Titans. I am going to the game against the Ravens. Do they get 2.5 or they're...
They're getting 2.5.
Okay, sorry. I usually know my lines a lot better. I've been overworked this week, double shift. Anyways, Titans, lock it up. They win the game, and they get 2.5. This is one of those bets you're not putting $1,000 on. I want you putting a couple hundred on. Also, grab a six-pack at the gas station because you don't want to sweat this type of game. I have some people, friends of mine, that won't drink when they watch the game. You realize how stressed you get when you don't drink and you watch a game you put money on? Pop a couple beers, and you're not even going to worry about it. Next thing you know, you have free money. Monday morning, you're wondering, what mall can I go to? How can I spend this money? What do I want to buy my wife, my girlfriend? So that's the beauties of gambling. It's not being sad because you lost a bet. That's why I give you locks, so you win a bet. Oh, lock it up, Titans.
All right. And my lock of the week, and I never do this. I never do this. But I am going to take my Chicago Bears on the road at Miami.
Oh, my gosh.
On the road at Miami, -3. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, my gosh.
The Bears are hungry. They got Khalil Mack, and their season outlook turned around tremendously. All of a sudden, they are a top-5 defense. Their offense doesn't have to do as much because that defense is going to keep them in games. They came off a blowout victory of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They were on a bye. And you're thinking, oh, a bye. They're out in Vegas partying. Not when you're a young team and you're not used to winning. Khalil Mack has that defense hungry. They just got to score 20 points. I don't think the Dolphins can score 20 points against the Bears.
Is that part of your lock?
That's part of my lock. That's why. The only thing that concerns me, it's going to be a little hot down in Miami. The Bears aren't used to the heat, but we're going to ground and pound. We're going to beat them. We're going to cause 3 turnovers. The Bears win the game 21-16. Lock it up!
And the good thing is, dude, it won't even be like a home game for Miami. They don't even fill that stadium. So there'll probably be more Bears fans because Chicago fans travel
they
well.
They do travel
than,
well.
Than Dolphins. So it'll be a home game.
And enjoy. Miami is a destination place.
I'll endorse that lock. That's a pretty good one, Coach. I really like your whole spiel on the defense. I mean, yeah, it's pretty legit. But I have a different lock,
okay.
If you don't mind me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the Chargers and the Browns are even money. Is that right?
I think the Chargers are minus one.
Okay, so the Chargers will murder the Browns.
Oh.
So that is a 100% no-brainer. Lock it up. Go with the Chargers.
Yeah, I usually don't take favorites as my lock of the week, but I just love the Bears this week. I love it. And I'm interested that you're usually a Browns homer there. You like the Browns. You like Baker Mayfield. And your season prediction was once Baker Mayfield started, there would be none of their games would be decided by 3 points. And both games since then have been 3 points.
Yeah, I got that one wrong.
Sure. Someone tweeted us and said, hashtag Eddie's predictions.
Hey, Eddie, I know somebody's going to hit us up and be like, so what exactly was Eddie doing in Ohio? What's exciting? So what is?
Guys, I'm literally in the middle of nowhere in Ohio. Like the nearest town, the nearest main town that anyone's ever heard of is Columbus, and that's probably about 2 hours away.
Oh, you guys going to Ohio State game this weekend?
I don't know. Where is that? Where is Ohio State?
Columbus.
It's in Columbus?
Yeah.
Oh, no, probably not, Coach.
Okay.
Probably it is not. A home game. Dude, it is a home game. You might, because I play Minnesota, I'm pretty sure they're there. You might see some craziness. Dude, sometimes it stretches a little bit from the downtown area.
I don't think it stretches 2 hours.
It's true.
Well, but you know what? Driving into this little town, I mean, there's Ohio State flags there. I mean, that's all this state has.
Well, and they have baseball. They're huge Cincinnati Reds, but obviously that's a different city.
There are no Reds flags flying around. There's some Bengals flags flying around, so they're proud of their Bengals.
So what do you see? Do you see more Bengals, Reds, or Ohio State?
Ohio State. I saw.
What about Browns? You don't see any Browns gear?
No Browns here. No Browns. Okay. I don't know. I think Cleveland may be on the other side of the state, Coach.
I mean, I have no idea. I've never been. I don't know what Ohio looks like.
Every time I told people I was coming to Ohio, they're like, what the hell are you doing in Ohio?
I know.
Nobody goes to Ohio.
That's why I wanted to ask the question.
All right.
I like it, though. It's a good place. It's cold, but it's nice here.
Okay, dude, you should work for the Tourism Bureau. Yeah, you sold it well.
Hey, come to whatever town you're in. It's a great city. It's cold, but it's beautiful.
I see a couple of Ohio State flags. We're hours outside the Capitol.
All right, boys.
Boy, it's going to be a good weekend. All right. Bet those locks, make some money, have some fun. We didn't even talk baseball. The NLCS and ALCS start the NLCS tonight. I'm telling you, it's going to be the Brewers in six, and it's going to be the Astros in seven.
I mean, I already said Astros are winning the World Series. That's all I'm going with.
That's all I did, too.
I said Rockies are in it, but they're out already.
Yeah. So, all right. Everybody have a great day. Eddie hit. Oh, and Khabib. Did you see Khabib threatening to quit the UFC?
I saw that.
They said if they fire his buddy that jumped over the fence and fought McGregor, he will quit the UFC too.
Not happening that. All that is something for you to click on, and you clicked it.
Hey, that's loyalty, though, guys. If that happened to us and if they were going to fire you, Lunchbox, I'd quit.
Well, yeah, because I'd run the show, because I'd come up with everything we're going to talk about. You wouldn't know what to do without me.
Good point.
All right, buzz us out. We're out of
here. All right, everybody have a good weekend. Thanks for listening.